This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A bill to require people to safely store firearms is headed to Governor Jared Polis's desk. The measure is intended to prevent accidental deaths by making it harder for children to have access to guns. One Democrat joined with every Republican to oppose the bill. The Biden administration is continuing its push for an infrastructure package. CPR's Caitlin Kim on what that could mean for the state.
The White House pointed out a lot that's wrong with infrastructure in Colorado. 3,600 miles of highway in need of repair, 481 bridges in poor condition, 9% of Colorado households without internet, wildfires that have cost the state billions, and much more. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the president's infrastructure plan could fund many of these improvements and provide good-paying jobs. Still, despite bipartisan agreement on the need for more infrastructure funding, there remains wide differences on how much to spend and what to focus on. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Western Slope officials appear split over how to limit wolf reintroduction. As CPR Sam Brash reports, that comes after voters narrowly approved a ballot measure to return wolves to Colorado last year.
While the measure passed, most voters west of the Continental Divide opposed it. Some county officials now want to make sure wolves aren't let loose in their backyards. Last month, commissioners in Rio Blanco County, near Grand Junction, passed a resolution opposing the release of wolves there. Moffat County sits just to the north, but its commissioners say they'll fight reintroduction through official channels, like the legislature. The ballot measure requires state officials to release wolves by 2024. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A wildfire burning near Meeker has grown to nearly 900 acres. The blaze was first reported on Sunday as an agricultural burn that got out of control. Fire officials say higher elevations in the area could receive some precipitation in the coming days, but lower ones are likely to be dry and windy. You're listening to CPR News. Stay tuned.